I'm really happy and pleased. Been a special season for me so far, and to be left out the team and even the squad before, and now I think I found my way back into the team, and feels even better and makes me even more proud that I signed a new deal now, yeah.
I mean, you had plenty of choices ahead of you, potentially, over the next few months. Why were you keen to stay here in Birmingham?
Because I like it here. It's a really simple answer. And in my career, don't play for many clubs. When I feel good at a club, I like to stay there. But yeah, my most of all, I like to play football. And you saw it in the summer, that my chances were not that big here to play football. So it looked like I would go somewhere else. But in the end, I stayed. We all know the story. And yeah, now I'm happy. I started living here in the UK 3 years ago, far away from my family, friends, girlfriend, and also that have been good now. I think I settled in really well. So, no, I'm happy here. So why would you go somewhere else then?
How important is it to you as well that you have a special relationship with the supporters? Because they love commitment, they love honesty, and that's something that you clearly do provide.
Yeah, of course, it helps in my choice to stay at this club. That will be clear, but yeah, it's a nice feeling when you feel welcome and people like you at a club, and yeah, of course, it's good for me as well.
You've experienced this volatile year for the club, four different managers in a relatively short space of time. For you, as Steve Cotterill kind of clarified things again, has he got things back to the way that you want to see the game being played here?
No, I don't think you can put it on a play style. He's just want us to work really hard for what we're doing on the pitch, and got a team spirit, and that's what's really important for me as well. And yeah, there have been a couple of managers in the last few years now, and hopefully now everything will be a bit more, how they say it, steady, like for a couple of months or years, because I think that's what this club needs. We got a manager, not only a manager, the staff who's working really hard to get us better results and get us up the league. And yeah, we've seen a lot of managers in the last few years, but the results show that that not always helps. So yeah, hopefully we can build on what we're doing now, because I work with them every day, and yeah, I think we see the improvement on the pitch already. Like, we're playing better, the results were better in the last couple of weeks, and hopefully we can keep going now.
It has to have crossed your mind when doing a new deal that this team could be in League One next season. You had to think about that, didn't you?
Of course, but then I look at my teammates, look what I said, I look at staff and people who are working here, and I'm full of confidence that we will get up on the table, and that's, I think I showed that I'm full of confidence with signing this deal as well. We got a lot of quality, but even aside from that, we got a team who want to work hard, and that's what get you up at the table, I think.
Just finally from me, what's been your best moment, do you think, so far at Birmingham City?
Nah, it's difficult to put it on a game or on a goal. For me, where I'm proud of is what I always learned, and that's not only on football pitch, but you never give up things what you do. And I think for me, a big moment was that when I was left out of the team, and like, it looks bad for me, like, to get back in the team. I wasn't involved, not even in the squad, and I was training on a Saturday morning here with under 20 tweets, and that's not what you want when I moved to England. And to find my way back into the team is a big moment for me, and yeah, I'm proud of that.